Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, ACC and Mountain West. Well, I mean, predictions, conference predictions. We are finally here. Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IPVanish. Yes, IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to IPVanish.com/SGP. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord channel. It is fantastic. This is the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
On the College Football Experience. Oh man, we got the ACC out of the way. I cannot wait for week one, week zero, all that stuff. I mean, we didn't even talk about that. Could Duquesne beat Florida State week zero? Well, I guess we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. Duquesne beat an FBS last year, Petty C.
And we all know Florida State struggles with the FCSs.
Watch out. Who'd for the Dukes. They beat Ohio, the Bobcats.
That's right.
Took them down 28-26 in Athens, Ohio.
That's right.
Watch out. Watch out. All right. Now here we are with the Mountain West. And I just want to rattle off the, first off, can we talk about, me and Patty C were going through this. We were previewing some teams in the Mountain West and they get slept on. We talk about sometimes the West Coast or the East Coast bias. I think it affects the Mountain West. Like I really believe the Mountain West has had a few years recently where they were better than the AAC. And when you look at the strength of schedule, they don't even have it anywhere close.
And the recruiting gets like completely slept on too. I think there's a huge bias.
Yeah. It's really, really, I think underrated from a national point of view.
Like I was just saying before started recording that I think the Mountain West is fascinating this year because there's so many good teams. And I think the bottom of the conference is getting better as well. And I said to myself, I was like, it's too bad I can't watch more of it due to, you know, time slots and, you know, is it on, is it, you know, what channels it on, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, me on the East Coast, I agree. There's the East Coast bias against it. I wish I could watch more of it.
Like I said, kind of like the Sun Belt before the Sun Belt. I feel like the Sun Belt kind of followed that model, and it's fantastic.
Well, you know, Nick hates the Big Ten West. He hates the Big 12, right? I think it's the exact middle of the country that really bothers Nick. But you get over to those mountains, all of a sudden he's interested. There has to be some defining geographic
guy. He's a mountain. Yeah, I'm a mountain guy.
That's true. Look at that hat.
Hiking up on a mountain. Yeah. I'm up.
All right.
Hey, shout out to Joe Hexie here. Mention that, Colby, right there. He's saying that, you know, drop a 5-star review like Joe did himself. And he got a quality college football experience shirt, not some cheap ass, you know, Walmart thing that's going to shrink in the wash. It is a great quality t-shirt. Made in America. I'm joking. I'm not
is
sure
it?
About
that. I'm like, no, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I saw a live cam of like 30 little kids in a workshop making. I was like, make it faster. No, I'm joking.
Colby running the sweatshop.
Yeah. Look, this conference is a bundle of fun, but yes, please give us a 5-star review. And if you do that, take a screenshot, find us on Twitter, and we'll send you a college football experience t-shirt. But look, this conference is I got to rattle off the odds. So they are doing they've announced next year that they will be doing the essential get like what the Pac-12 is doing, the top two records. But this year it's like the ACC. The ACC is ditching that. But I forgot to tell you that that's the last year of the Coastal.
Right. Regardless of division.
How do you feel about the last year of the Coastal?
Well, hold on. So, thank God. I believe the ACC is going to do away with the Coastal.
Yes.
And not just do top two divisions, right?
No, they're doing.
Or I'm sorry, not just do top two records, regardless of division.
They're not going to do that, or they are going to do that?
No, they're doing top two records in the conference.
For example, the Pac-12 right now, this year, they're doing top two records, regardless of division, but they're still having the divisions.
Yes. Because that was added late.
Yeah, I think
once
UVA,
the NCAA allowed that to happen, Klavikov was like, "Oh, we're in. We're doing this."
So the ACC is totally doing away with divisions next year, right?
Yes. And they're
what
doing
is
that.
The Mountain West doing? Because I'm not sure.
They're getting. I think they're ditching divisions. They're ditching
completely.
Divisions okay. Next year. Yeah.
All right, that was my question.
So division winner of the Mountain Division, Boise State +110. So Boise State's the favorite. Air Force is +200. Falcons right there knocking on the door. Utah State, who won the Mountain West a season ago, +400. Then you go to Colorado State +1200, Wyoming +1800, New Mexico +8 million. what? 800 to one, right? In the West, Fresno State is your favorite at -140. San Diego State's +190 in second place there. San Jose State +900, Nevada +1800, UNLV +2500, and Hawaii +3500. Anything jump out to you there about the Mountain West teams? Any shock? Utah State.
I would say a total disrespect to Utah State.
Agreed.
Here's the thing. I was just peeking at their schedule. They gave themselves the hardest non-conference slate, and their conference slate's a little tough. I don't mean what you said within for the conference. It's +900.
No, +400 to win the division.
The division
for the conference, it is. So to win the conference, we have it at what? They're +900 to win the conference. So if you think Utah State's going to win back to back championships like Patty C has Pitt doing. Then +900.
All I know with Utah State is that they went 9-3 in the regular season last year, and they topped that off with wins over San Diego State in the Mountain West Championships and a win over Oregon State in the bowl game.
Hold on. They beat San Diego State in the Mountain West Championship, but San Diego State had like 30 players out with COVID protocol.
Okay.
They still
fair enough. Good point. Good caveat there, but they still won. And they bring back their quarterback. They bring back 4 starters on the offensive line, and they dodge Fresno State and San Diego State in the regular season from the West.
That's true.
I mean, it's crazy that I'm looking at an over under of 7, and I'm looking at odds only the third highest to win the Mountain. So I don't get it.
Because the non-conference slate is so damn hard.
That's irrelevant on the division.
I know,
winning,
but that's why they have decent odds to win the division, but still only have 7 wins as their number.
I will say that. I mean, for the actual win total, at Alabama and at BYU are probably definitely going to be losses. And watch out for Weber State the week after Alabama. Weber State keeps a very good FCS program.
Yeah,
and there's that stat that like teams that play Bama the week before the next week, they fucking suck. watch out for that game. Logan should be rocking, but I'm just saying, watch out for that one. I get your point though. The cross division, they do avoid what San Diego
those
State
are huge.
And Fresno.
Those are both
yeah.
huge.
Yeah. Those are the best two teams in the West.
Well, at Boise's a really tough game too.
No, I'm saying in the West.
Oh, in the West.
Wyoming yeah, worked them last year. They got to go to Laramie this year on the second part of a back-to-back away.
That's tough.
I could just see, I don't know. Do you guys think Boise's just going to walk away with this? I had a hard time really forecasting the Mountain Division. I feel very confident with the other division. The Mountain Division, though, I'm like, I could really see a scenario where any of those three win it.
I mean, with Boise, it was a very uncharacteristic 7-5 last year. They get a ton of starters back, 17 returning starters, 8 on offense, 9 on defense. It's year 2 for Andy Avalos. The question is, can the guy coach?
Well, Boise beat him last year 27-3, yeah. even despite that yeah. conference
in
championship.
In Logan. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to chalk that one up as a loss. So from a win total standpoint, you got to figure at Alabama, at BYU, and at Boise are the definite losses. But now that I look at it, because of the San Diego State and Fresno State not on that schedule, every other game is winnable. That could get up to 9, you know, and then 7 seems like at least a push. So I'm kind of leaning over here.
By the way, Boise gets both San Diego State and Fresno. Now,
but at least they're on the Smurf turf.
Yeah. Both at home. That's key. Now, their road trips are not bad at all. Their road trips are not bad. Now, especially in conference, Boise plays at New Mexico, at UTEP, at Air Force.
No, UTEP's at CUSA.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At New Mexico, at Air Force, at Nevada, at Wyoming.
Watch out for Craig Bull. Watch out for Laramie, baby.
At Air Force has messed with Boise before, but at New Mexico and at Nevada, I mean, chalk those up as W's easy.
Yeah, I agree. And man, do you think they actually can get San Diego State and Fresno both and go 2-0 in that stretch? If they go 2-0 in that stretch, I feel very confident that Boise is going to win this Mountain Division. But the question is, because another thing is, if you're a San Diego State fan or Fresno fan, obviously it sucks to go to the Smurf turf, but at least you get them before it gets really cold. Those are California schools. You know what I mean? Like, so I do think those games, I kind of think they're going to go 1-1 in that stretch.
I mean, are we that confident too? Because last year they lost 3 home games. Now, granted, one was to Oklahoma State, which
on a terrible call,
questionable call,
Yeah,
we saw what the Cowboys did last year. But they also lost at home to Nevada by 10, and at home to Air Force last year by 7.
Air Force fucks with them. If you guys have not, even back to the Chris Peterson days, Air Force fucks with. I think Air Force had Utah State beat. Yeah, last year they gave up a 17-point fourth quarter lead. I think Air Force is a true enigma in this because those like Boise going air raid and Utah State with Blake Anderson, they love to toss the rock around. Boise is kind of that MO. You saw Utah State lose to Wyoming last year, and they should have lost to Air Force. There's something about a physical run team that I think is definitely kind of gives them fits. I'm going Boise to win the Mountain Division. I don't love it. I could see any of those three winning it. Can you make the case for Wyoming or Colorado State winning the division?
I think it's too early on Colorado State, and I think Wyoming's their quarterback situation is still
Levi Williams transferred to Utah State, but Andrew Peasley from Utah State transferred to Wyoming, and it's hilarious.
With Wyoming, they only have 8 total returning starters.
It's about culture with Craig Bull.
I agree, but they're not ready. This is more of a rebuilding year. They're not ready.
I think they can still be bowling though.
Yeah, that's fair. I am on the over. I think the line is at 5. I'm over on Wyoming. I'm high, very high on Colorado State. That overrunner's at 5.5, that team total. I'm locking up the over with Colorado State, but still, I think they're not quite ready to compete for the division there that might be next year. So I think it's a 3-horse race between Boise, Air Force, and Utah State. And for me, if I'm looking at 900-1 for Utah State,
that's
I'll
true.
Take it.
Well, you're looking at 900-1 to win the Mountain West. to win the division, it was plus 400, which is still pretty fucking good. I'm gonna take Boise. The Boise's plus 110. I know that's chalky as shit, but I just think with San Diego State and Fresno having to come to the Smurf Turf, and I think year two of that offense, and I think they do feel disrespected because I think they were a lot better than the record indicated last year. A lot of close losses. Give me Boise plus 110.
Listen, you guys are crazy. Air Force is easily the pick here. 11-2 and 10-3 in the last two full seasons they've played. Obviously, 3-3 in COVID, a little bit off. But you expect the U.S. military academies to take the COVID restrictions seriously. That could, and other teams.
It hurt Navy and Army Navy too.
With the triple option. Yeah. So, and then when you consider they avoid Fresno in the non-conference, they get Boise at home all time, according to Sports Reference, 2-2 in at Air Force. Where is that? Colorado Springs.
That's correct. The thing. Do you think Air Force can win at Wyoming? Because I think that's a game. I think that's like Wyoming plays their kind of game. At Utah State, I do think Air Force could win that game. At UNLV, I kind of expect Air Force to win that game. At San Diego State, though, San Diego State has kicked Air Force's ass. We pulled up these numbers.
I think they lose that, but I think they still get the division.
Okay. Okay, so you're going Falcons? Or are you just making the case?
Dude, you're right. They've lost their last three at Wyoming.
That's what I'm saying. They play that style of ball. And I'm telling you, San Diego State's record against Air Force is fucking really good because ever since Rocky Long went there with that 3-3-5, he knows how to stop. And they still have a Rocky Long coach defensively.
Speaking of him, is it crazy to sprinkle someone to Mexico?
It is.
Yes.
Their offense is. Look, I'm on the over with the Lobos. But I think the offense is still so far back.
But defense, they've been decimated with injuries at the quarterback position, almost like as much as Southern Miss, you know, the last couple of years. The defense, seven starters are back. You know, Rocky Long improved that defense big time last year. I think with the continuity, he can do that. He can take another jump in year two. So they want to run a triple option, kind of like Coastal Carolina does. They want to do the zone triple option. I think if they have some health at quarterback, I think New Mexico. Like, I'm not going to pick them to win the division. Okay,
Albuquerque is a great place. Yeah. Saul Goodman ain't walking through that door.
They're going to surprise some folks this year. They're going to win a couple games against people that you might not expect. Well, including maybe like against, they beat Wyoming last year.
You guys mocked me. You guys gave me a hard time on our pick show. 17 point dog. I said, watch out. Give me New Mexico. And you guys gave me shit. And then they went into Laramie and they shut down that run attack. Rocky Long knows how to get, I'm telling you, if you are a one dimensional team and you give Rocky Long a week,
yeah,
I'm telling you, he's gonna find a way to really make you struggle.
This is where Colby really shines as a prognosticator here. Is the New Mexicos of the world where
that's
everyone
right, baby.
It's just guesswork for everyone else. And Colby's
that
got
green chili, that fucking green chili they got in New Mexico.
Boom.
All right, well, let's switch over to he made a case for New Mexico to win the Mountain Division. That would be fantastic.
Not really.
He's trying to get followers from New Mexico right now. He's just appealing to the fans.
Really, I just thought they deserved mention because I think they're an interesting team this year, and I'm definitely on over 2.5. And I just think they're a team that, you know, bettors might want to pay attention to because I think there's value in New
Mexico. I'm on the over too.
They host Boise week two on a Friday night, but they have a potential. It's a look ahead spot because week one, the Maine Black Bears come to town. Maine got an FBS win last year. So
I was just there. I'm not sure who I'm going to root for.
I'm saying you just talk to Mike Buck.
Just regional play here.
Does New Mexico go into LSU and get that dub? No, I'm joking.
Wouldn't that be great? Let's talk a little Mountain Division. I'm sorry, not Mountain Division. Let's talk the West Division. Man, I don't know what's wrong with me. Fresno State, like I said, minus 140. San Diego State plus 190. San Jose State plus 900. Nevada plus 1800. UNLV plus 2500. Hawaii plus 3500. Folks, I'm telling you, look, I feel very good about Fresno winning this division, but I think if you're gonna bet this, there's not much value. Take the Spartans at plus 900.
I don't know.
I can tell you Nevada and Hawaii are out for me. I think maybe
UNLV's got to be out too.
I think UNLV's in a better spot. I was impressed. Like they got better as the season went along last year.
They did, but that's a huge jump.
I just think they're better than Nevada and Hawaii.
I agree. I mean,
think you might be right. Yeah.
If you look at UNLV last year, they were a top 20 ATS. They were 8-4.
They're my boys.
Yeah. Especially towards the end of the year, they had an 8-point loss at Fresno, a 7-point loss at UTSA, a 4-point loss at home against Utah State, the winner of the conference, a 7-point loss to San Jose State, and an 8-point loss to San Diego State. And they played basically without a quarterback. They have Harrison Bailey coming over from Tennessee. UNLV, I think, don't sleep on them. I'm not picking them to win the division, but I'm just saying that usually you can see a team like, a year when people aren't expecting anything and they have a really good ATS record, that means they're getting competitive. And usually that means the next year they start winning some of those close
games. It's easy to see a tide turn.
Perfect.
And I would say the only thing that hurts them is I do think playing in the Death Star, that's like a 50. You get like it's a sleepy feel. They don't get like all their, I think Sam Boyd was much more like it was outdoors in that fucking desert heat. I thought it was a harder place to come and do and win. I think at the Death Star, it's kind of like you're playing a neutral site game every fucking week.
I think what benefits them though is I think Nevada and Hawaii are much worse this year. And true. I think the West portion of the Mountain West is the worst, is the lesser division of the two.
Yeah.
So I think UNLV could surprise some folks.
I don't know. I'm not as low on Nevada as you guys are. I know Norvell left, but this team is projected to have 5 wins in the last 20 years. They've only had less than 5 twice.
They keep a good pro and look, and that was Chris Alt's recommendation. Hire him. I just think year one, there's so many pieces that left. I just feel like the hire is probably decent.
Yeah.
But you got to give the guy a little bit more time because they lost like fucking 50 people. I feel like
they're not a threat to win the conference, but as far as hitting an over, I just feel like assuming that a team that's had pretty good success for a continued period of time is going to fall off a cliff because they lost some guys. I don't know. They lost a coach, but guess what? Alt was better than Norvell. Boom. I said it.
Yeah.
I'm smashing the under on Nevada. Look, I think Illingworth, the transfer from Oklahoma State, I think he's solid.
Yeah.
I like their running back Toa Tower. Don't get me started with pronunciations.
Dan Salimoa.
The dude has over 3,000 rushing yards in his career, 25 touchdowns. But if you look at the offensive line, 44 career starts in total and 35 of them are from one right tackle. I think it's a very inexperienced offensive line. And I think if you're in the West, you want to get New Mexico and Wyoming from the mountain and they get neither. I think Nevada's in for a long season. I love the under on Nevada.
I do we'll too. See. Lock that thing up.
I'm on the exact opposite tip you guys are. And two of us are either going to be looking good or eating crow. And the other one's going to be looking bad opposite. Cause Colorado State, I think you guys are overhyping with Norvell going over there. And Nevada, I think you're sleeping on because they lost Norvell.
Well, I can tell you this.
Those are probably my two locks of the conference is Colorado State over, Nevada under.
And you guys, I love the under on Hawaii and Nevada. I think both are going to be locks of mine.
Yeah, Hawaii looks.
The only thing about tricky, and I know we mentioned that Hawaii with the under, just be careful because they do play 13 games.
And speaking of Hawaii, Lane Elliott in the chat says, I can't wait to bet against Hawaii late night this year, smashing the Hawaii under. That's right.
Don't sleep and on Timmy Chang.
If you follow us on Discord, I know Colby and I were talking about this a week or so ago. We love Vanderbilt laying 7 at Hawaii week 0.
Yeah, I think Vandy is
going it up.
Vandy is going to, even though Vandy, it's hilarious that we love that considering East Tennessee State went into Vanderbilt and won by 21 last year, but I'm still doing it.
You love Vandy over Hawaii?
I'm going to lay the 7 with Vandy at the Ching Complex Center. All right.
I think
bring your membership.
Look, Ching and Chang is all I got. Chang at Ching is all I got to say. That's going to be a thing. Ching Chang, football.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Hawaii.
You
see what I did?
We're mentioning Hawaii. Hawaii just has 6 total returning starters. 4 on offense, 2 on defense. I'm really concerned about the Rainbow Warrior defense. I think it's going to make Vanderbilt look like Alabama.
That's true.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch. But yeah. Still, lay the 7.
Ken Seals for Heisman. Actually, I don't think he's starting. I think they went with the other quarterback. But
what has Timmy Chang done at his previous stops? Like,
he was a wide receivers coach at Colorado State for 2 weeks. And prior to that, he was at Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's some good experience with Norvell.
He was with June Jones at SMU as a GA.
What if they come out and just start slinging the ball all over the place?
I would love it. I hope June is in there in practice. June's a friend of the program. We love June Jones.
I say stay away from Hawaii for that reason alone. Plus the 13 games that Nick said.
True. It is 4.5. So guys, I'm telling you, the enigma here is San Jose State. San Jose State, I think, is one that I think we look at the schedule for all these other teams and say, well, they could beat San Jose State. But I also think when you load up Sparty's schedule, it would not shock me if they, like, I think they are capable. I know they have a tough road schedule. I think they got to play at Fresno, at Wyoming, at San Diego State, and at Utah State. I still think, though, that they're going to be in those Fresno and San Diego State games. Now, can they win it? That remains to be seen. But I think Chevin Cordiero, with Brent Brennan's offense, watch out. And they went and got 2 really good wideouts from Nevada. Stovall, what was it? Marquis Stovall. Yeah. And a couple other guys that I thought the key acquisitions that they got. And then the defense was pretty fucking good last year. You got to remember last year, 2 years ago, they won the Mountain West. Now I know that was a COVID season, but last year me and Nick we locked them up. We were wrong. That was one of our locks. We were wrong with. We still hit 71%. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. But last year they had injuries at quarterback the whole season that plagued them. I think with Cordiero and then that defense, still last year that defense was respectable, and they bring back what, 8 on defense, and I think they bring in a couple key transfers that could make a difference. Watch out for Sparty. I think Sparty's kind of like Virginia Tech here, or perhaps North Carolina when comparing it to the Coastal.
Just the enigma of the conference.
Yeah,
you may be right. That defense is so. You said 9 coming back.
They got the Mountain West. Cade Hall, the defensive end, Mountain West defensive player of the year 2020. He's back. This is a team that got bit by the injury bug a little bit.
Cordiero is another part of that. That is.
Yeah, I think they're an interesting team. Now,
perhaps my judgment's clouded because last year I was expecting so much more. And last year they only beat 4 FBS teams. And those 4 teams were Hawaii, New Mexico State, UNLV, and Wyoming. That's a combined 17-33 record.
True.
They were close against San Diego State.
Yeah.
They got whipped by Colorado State, got whipped by Western Michigan. Got whipped by Fresno, whipped by Utah State. They weren't competitive in some of those games, and that was with Starkle playing.
Yeah.
I think Cordiero might be a step up over Starkle, but Cordiero's been hit or miss, inconsistent. He's shown flashes in his career. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what to expect from San Jose. If you look at Brennan's record, other than that 1 year,
no,
not a whole lot there.
5-7 at San Jose State. They're take that after how bad they were before. But true. Dude, much like, you know, Jerkovic came back the final couple games and he really couldn't throw the ball much. They were using him. I think the same can be said for the way, what, not KJ Jefferson, but Starkle. From what I read that he had not been really healthy the whole year. So yeah, I'm not saying they're going to win the conference, but I do think they're a team that is probably a lot better than what we think. And they got whipped by a couple teams. San Diego State won this division last year. They took them to double overtime. Nevada was right there in contention with San Diego State to win that division. They lost by 3 on the road. I'm telling you, I think this team could be better than what we're projecting here. Obviously,
their team total is a 6.5. I'm actually on the under. I think they go to 6-6 this year. Certainly not a favorite play. I think there's a wide range of possible outcomes for the Spartans. I'm just not buying in, and maybe I'm a little bit jaded over last year. I don't know.
I'm on the over, but I don't feel great about it because I I'm calling them the, like, North Carolina or Virginia Tech, because I do think they are capable. And I think Cordero adds an element to this offense that I think could really, with those receivers and Kerry Robinson at running back, I think this offense could be really good. And then we know the defense was good. The defense wasn't a problem last year, and they return almost everybody. So
if 2020 was, you know, something that we can expect from Brennan Armstrong, that was an insane surprise. 7-1, that makes what, 7-1?
Brennan Armstrong,
not Brennan.
I was like, where the fuck are you taking this?
Too many Brennans. Yeah. Too many Brennans in the world. If Brent Brennan at it 7-1 in 2020, if they can get the offense going like they had, if Cordero is anything like Starkle, then yeah, you're right.
And I don't even think he's going to be like Starkle. I think Cordero adds the run element that is so much. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards.
I'm not a big Starkle guy. I mean, he was solid. He was better than the alternative there, but it's a guy that started at A&M, went to Arkansas, then finally landed at San Jose State. Not trying to knock the dude. I thought he was kind of average, Joe.
Cordero last year was kind of crazy, 'cause you had like this situation with Todd Graham where the whole team like quit in the middle of the year on Todd Graham. But if you actually look at his stats, I remember his freshman year. I forget who they were playing, but I was like, who the fuck is this? This guy is good. And he jumped off screen to me. If you look back just a couple of years ago now, I think it was 14 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. They didn't throw the ball a lot, but the guy, he's got wheels, man. He got wheels, had 483 yards rushing. I think if they can use him, he's just super athletic. We'll see. We'll see. Now, you could also get injured by playing like that, but I think they're the most interesting team in this division.
I think San Diego State's pretty interesting also.
Well, I'm about to say, let's get to
my pick here.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I mean, this is outrageous here. San Diego State. We looked at this 5-10 win seasons in the last full 6 seasons they played, COVID being excluded. They're getting 7.5 wins as their projection here. The teams that they're most likely to, I guess, that should put the fear of them in, Utah, Boise, maybe Air Force. They all beat last year. They beat all three of them. Now at Fresno, I almost think because that's at Fresno, I should take Fresno to win the division. But I don't know. I got a funny feeling about San Diego State.
Braxton Burmeister, once again, you can make this case. He's got wheels. If they use him as another element of their run attack,
he wasn't very good at Virginia Tech.
He was athletic though. How many yards did he rush for last year?
Braxton was at least like 500.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I agree. Use him the right way. Well, that's the key.
But San Diego State loses punt god, and losing punt god is a huge hit because that guy was a beast.
Yeah, 521 rushing yards for Burmeister last year. 14 touchdowns passing, 4 interceptions. Yeah, respectable.
He's never like wild.
He's perfect for San Diego State, dude. Turn the ball over. Turn the ball over and run for first downs.
Yeah, stretch the defense.
Lucas Johnson and Jordan Brookshire transferred out. And the thing that has me concerned is that they won so many close games last year.
That's their style, though.
Well, their style lends itself to close games. Yeah. I agree. Question is, can you continue winning them at such a high clip? That's iffy.
Their defense is nasty, though.
Yes. They had two multi-overtime wins, one against Utah, which is a very nice win, obviously. And then they beat San Jose State in double overtime. But then, I mean, a 6-point win over Air Force, a 7-point win over Hawaii, 2-point win over Nevada, 8-point win over UNLV. Can we count on that? Can we count on the Aztecs winning that many close games again? Usually the ball bounces different ways from year to year.
I'll have you know also that San Diego State was up 20-0 in that Air Force game. They were up 20-0. I understand Air Force scored 2 touchdowns and made it look 2014, but I was watching that game and I remembered being like, damn, because I thought Air Force was going to play up closer. But I mean, you make a good point, and especially because punt guy was also their kicker. Special teams is going to be huge, but I do think that defense will be nasty. I'm still going Fresno. I'm taking Fresno to win this division because I love Jeff Tedford. And I think he walks into a great scenario. And I also thought they really won the transfer portal. What do you think?
I already told you what I think. I think this is.
You think San Diego State's winning the division?
Gosh, I think Fresno State's schedule though is a little easier, and the fact that they get San Jose State at, or San Diego State at home, I should probably take Fresno to win this division.
Well, Patty, that's the other thing now. Do they have a real home field advantage? Do they have the snapper?
That's true.
I am excited to see
actually
the snapper.
Fresno does.
Yeah, Fresno does. Yeah. Fresno's got like Fresno fans show up. Yeah.
Does San Diego State have a home field? They actually have a stadium now.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
The Dignity Health and Wellness Center.
That's even more impressive, though, to Patty C's point, is they were playing neutral games last year for the whole fucking season.
True. You know what's not a bad bet? So last year, the Mountain West Championship was Utah State at San Diego State. And I feel like both of them are undervalued this year for no reason, because I think they both are going to be good again.
Yeah, they're thinking step back big time.
If you had to pick one of them to win in Boise, because they both play in Boise back-to-back weeks, I think Fresno's got the better chance. Fresno and San Diego State, back-to-back weeks, play in Boise. I think I give Fresno the better chance to win in Boise.
Hainer is just so potent.
Yeah.
I think I agree.
I don't know. I probably should take Fresno, but I just got a funny feeling about the Aztecs with the snapper this year.
I do think they're going to go undefeated in the snapper. All right.
So, but you guys both have, can I reveal? I mean, you've already said it. Fresno. Yes.
I'm taking Fresno just because Jake Hainer, dude, like in Tedford, I think Tedford is actually better than DeBauer. I think DeBauer did great, but I think Tedford will actually even take Hainer to the next level.
At least as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love some love for San Diego State, because I think that that team totals at 7.5, which I think is way too low.
That's my lock of the year through like what, however many previews we've done so far. That just seems ridiculous.
Well, I just feel like they're better at the quarterback position too. And now
and
they
the
have
defense is still going to be there.
And the home stadium.
Yeah.
Like there's three elements there that are pretty. Yes, they lose Greg Bell, but they've had great running backs for like 30 years there. You know what I mean? I feel like they're just be like, oh, here's the next guy, Chance Bell, right?
He's but really, I mean, it's disrespectful to Utah State and San Diego State to have team totals at 7 and 7.5 when they had great seasons a year ago and they return a lot. And there's no reason why they shouldn't have good seasons again.
I agree. I mean, you actually look at San Diego State's schedule and I mean, okay, Utah, is that we're going to deem that a flat out loss, right? Even though
they won last year,
that's about to say, even though they dominated
Utah,
the Pac-12.
Yeah. Different
at Utah though.
Yeah.
That's a loss.
Then they have at Boise and at Fresno. My problem is they just get everyone on the road. Yeah.
The first game, I mean, is Arizona a definite win?
I want to take Arizona. We're going to drop the San Diego, we just recorded the San Diego State one. I wanted to take Arizona because Jaden Delora, I think, is everyone's talking about. Everyone's talking about Caleb Williams. I think Jalen Delora to Arizona and Cameron Ward to Washington State are like very underrated transfer gets that I think could be on the same level of USC landing that kid. But my problem is Arizona's defense. They're not a physical team. San Diego State is fucking physical, and I just wonder. I think Arizona's getting there. Like from a talent perspective, Jed Fish had his best recruiting class, I think, in the history of the program since they've been documenting it. They brought in some big time transfers, but are they ready to get physical with the Aztecs? And I don't know until I see it. I got to take San Diego State.
It's a big game because I think at Utah, at Boise, and at Fresno are losses for San Diego State.
Look, yeah. If you think they're going to lose in the snapper on their opener,
they whooped Arizona's ass last year. Do we mention that? They went to Tucson and won 38-14.
They're going to
if they beat Arizona, I think you're clear sailing for the over. No problem.
They're going to massacre Arizona.
Nobody goes into the snapper and gets the dub.
That's right.
All right. So our championship game, I have Fresno and Boise. I'm going chalk, but it's not chalk because we haven't seen this since 2019. And believe it or not, Boise State hasn't won a Mountain West championship since 2018. This would be now. Here's the question: they do the home field thing. They don't play. Or wait, are they in Vegas now? They used to do no. They do the home field thing because that's why I was at Vegas. Dignity Health.
Yeah.
During COVID, they did go to Vegas for a strange reason. I don't know why, but so if Fresno State wins in Boise, then Boise's got to come to the Valley. If Fresno loses in Boise, they'd have to go to the Smurf Turf again. Which they did in 19. They did in 19. So I don't know. Give me Boise to win the Mountain West this year is what I'm saying.
Wow. Coming from 7-5. It's a lot of faith in Andy Avalos.
What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm going Fresno. I'm going the better coach. I think Fresno wins it. I was torn between, I didn't see much value in Boise, so I was torn between Air Force and Utah State. Just the disrespect factor, give me Utah State to represent the Mountain and Fresno to beat them in the championship.
Where will that be at, though? Will that be in Logan?
At Fresno. Or?
Okay.
Fresno.
I will agree that if it's in Fresno, I feel good about Fresno winning it. But if they have to go to the Smurf Turf, and they'll be cold. Cold as shit. You won't be able to throw the ball as much.
Hold on. Who's he got? He's got Utah State beating Fresno.
Fresno beating Utah State.
Fresno beating
in Fresno, though.
Okay.
Yes. I got Boise winning on the Smurf Turf against Fresno. Awesome game.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Petty C?
I'm going back to back weeks.
Is Air the Force, snapper going
to
host it?
Air Force at San Diego State, back to back weeks to close the season. San Diego State getting them twice.
Damn.
Closing hard.
When's the last time Air Force made a Mountain West championship?
Last year they had the same record, but because of that tiebreaker, they had the same record. So I do think it has been a while for the Falcons.
All right. So most overrated team and a team that will surprise.
The most overrated team in the Mountain West is going to be, man, I'm going to have to say Boise, who I just said. Oh man.
It's been since 2015 since Air Force played in the Mountain West Championship and they lost to San Diego State that year.
Most overrated team is Nevada with 5 wins. Does that count? Or Air Force. How about that? Air Force plays.
Your boys.
Look, their style of ball they option. Play. The style of ball they play leaves them for. Look, and the triple option gets them a bunch of wins every year. It also, like the way they lost the game to Utah State last year. So, I guess
I am saying I'm saying Boise myself. I don't like it because I'm a Boise guy, but I need to see Avalos prove it. So until then, I'm gonna say Boise's overrated with that. I mean, they have the highest win total of the whole conference.
I hate going chalk, man. I want to take Fresno
as overrated.
No, as the champ. You know what? Fuck this. I'm going Fresno.
Yeah, go with
Fresno.
Heart,
beats Boise early in the season. So they're therefore the games in the valley.
No, they sweep them.
So they sweep them.
Ooh,
there you go.
Let's go. Let's go. Shout out to Pat Hill. What are you?
Bulldogs. I'm gonna say, don't you guys ever dare sleep on Brad Roberts, Air Force running back.
My overrated team is not Air Force because I want to root for them. I'm going Nevada. Nevada is the Air Force team.
Just Google Brad Roberts in the top left picture. I mean, that is an all-American son of a bitch.
That's
right
true.
There.
The quarterback, Hazeek Daniels, too. He deserves love.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. Fuck that. I'm not taking Air Force as overrated. I'm taking Nevada as overrated, and I'm taking Boise. All right?
I guess when you put a man in uniform, he always looks good, doesn't he? Hazeek Daniels does look good, too, in uniform. Let's be honest.
All right, folks. Do we have anything else we want to say about the Mountain West?
I'm going to say this. Colorado State, overrated. I think you guys are overrating them. We're going to see how well Norvell gets that thing going.
I can't wait for them to upset Michigan game one.
That would be a flex. The flex is there if you guys get it.
All right, folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Remember, we're breaking down all 131 teams with a solo podcast for each and every team in the land. We just dropped the Rice Owls episode. Who? They're going to have a big year. Mike Blomgren. All right. He's selling your stocks on TV, right? Check us out. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Also subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're going through all 32 NFL teams. So whoever your team is, they're got you covered with an episode breaking down the win totals, what they like about the team, what they don't like about the team. Check it out. It is a lot of fun. Football season is here, folks. All right. This is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Olympics. Doesn't matter who wins because they're all losers.
I think tide turning, as I remember, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words?
Coaching.
not. We're all coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in the second half. It sucked. It stunk.